I just got done going to my 68th consecutive Chicago Bears home opener.
Did you really?
They were breaking my heart when Truman was in office.
You can't go the Packers way.
Dewey defeats the Bears. I remember the headline.
That's Chick Coppock on with Bill and Wendy. Who knows what book he was plugging? He's had so many books in the last few years. And the last time I saw him, may have been at a Blackhawks game, but if not that, certainly here to plug one of the books as well.
Yeah. And last time I saw him, Steve, was at the Blackhawks convention. And he was just, that was last July, and he was just coming back from back surgery.
Right.
I believe, having a little trouble getting around at the time. But,
yeah, and last time I saw him and talked to him, he was feeling good.
Yeah.
If you just turned your radio on, sad news. Chick Coppock was killed in a car accident in Georgia somewhere
south. Actually, they're Hilton outside Hilton Head.
So maybe South Carolina.
Could have been South Carolina, yeah. Could have been Georgia.
But we really don't have any details beyond that. Look, we've all known Chet a long time, but maybe nobody's known him longer than Steve Dahl, who joins us now. Sorry for your loss and everybody's loss, and good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Memories.
I don't normally like to be the guy that comes on after people die, but...
We've all reached that point,
special,
Steve.
You know, and I'd love to talk about him for a couple of minutes.
So, first time you met him, do you remember?
Yeah. Gary Meyer and I did like 2:30 to 7 on the loop, you know, FM in the afternoons. And I was told that they'd booked a sports show from 7 to midnight or whatever. And I'm like, a sports show? What is that? And he came sauntering in, probably in his raccoon coat with his boy aquarium. He always had like 10 young interns, you know, doing his bidding for him. And, I mean, the guy invented sports talk radio at the Loop back in early 80s.
I don't know if he ever told you this, but I think one of the great pieces of advice for anybody who has a certain measure of fame. Yes, Stever, let me tell you something.
Your dance floor, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Exactly. He said you walk into a place with a big crowd, you don't say hi to anybody in particular, you say hi to a section.
Right.
Hello, section.
Hello, everybody in 107.
So,
he said a lot of great things. He did a lot of great interviews. He had a Rolodex, or whatever it would be nowadays, an iPad that had virtually every sports figure on it, and they would talk to him at the drop of a hat. One afternoon, Gary and I are on the air, and you'll have to look up the year because I'm old now, and you know. Everything's blending together. But it was, he calls me, I get a call on the hotline, and it's Chad. He goes, Dahlster. I'm like, yeah, Chad, what's up? There's a shake at the stick. I've got to go live. And I'm like, what? And it was the earthquake in San Francisco during the World Series.
A shake at the stick.
1989.
Wow.
A shake at the stick. I've got to go live.
I always thought there should be a Rosetta Stone just for the language that Chet spoke because it wasn't the same English.
Yeah. And also one of my favorite things about him, his questions were usually longer than the answers.
Yep.
And if your answer was longer than his question, he'd pop a Diet Coke open on you.
He'd also
sort of like the hook. That was his sound effect. All right, let's wrap it up, Lasorda.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not lying, too, because he would ask a question that would need a longer answer so he could eat a sandwich.
Right.
I could count a thousand times where you'd hear Chet eating and food falling out of his mouth on the air.
I have some audio of him talking to Tommy Lasorda, and Lasorda was long-winded, too. And in the middle of the interview, Tommy comes up short, and Chet is halfway through his chicken sandwich and goes, could you elaborate on that a little bit more?
He had an amazing life. Nobody should pass at 70, but he had an amazing life, and there's no way you can talk about sports in this town and the coverage of sports without talking about Chet Coppock.
And I need to just say one more time, he invented sports talk radio and never gets credit for it. So,
And I would encourage you to get any of the books he's written in the past few years because it was becoming a nice library of everything he still remembered.
Yeah. He was quite a character. He will be missed for sure.
Steve Dahl podcast, where do I get that if I wanted to? And you know I'm a big subscriber.
Oh, yeah. And I don't blame you. Dahl.com, DAHL.com, my friend.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate you
coming.
Thank you. See you later. That's Steve Dahl, your former boss.
I will say it's a little trippy for me to be on Steve Cochran's show and calling Janet and Steve at their house and asking, can you come on?
Was there anything on that end of the phone? They go, Cochran wants me to come on?
Yeah, no, they were very... I had sent Steve a text, but he didn't answer it immediately. But then Janet told me it's because he was making his way down the stairs. It was taking some time, I guess. So,
you know, it's so funny. He mentions the fur coat and walking by and waving to a section. Because I distinctly remember being at Bulls games in old Chicago Stadium, and Chet would get up in the middle of the third quarter, I guess, to go back to Channel 5 to do
late
sports.
Or
to be seen. Yeah. And he would walk through, and he would wave up into the rafters at Chicago Stadium. Ooh, no one's waving back. He's waving up at somebody that only he sees. And, you know, and he understood. You know, he played the game.
Well, let me tell you something. Chet was a star. And, you know, the stories we're telling about Chet, he would love, because he finally developed in these last few years of his life an ability to laugh at himself. And frankly, he wasn't real good at that for a while.
So, David, I succeeded you as doing the post-game Ditka interviews, right?
Right.
In the 80s. So we would get in the locker room, the Bears room, before the rest of the press and stand there with Ditka, start to do the interview. They opened up the press doors. Kopic was the first one through in that raccoon coat. And Ditka looks at him and says, your wife let you wear a coat again?
Well, he was legendary at East Bank Club, too. East Bank Club is... It's a very nice health club, and any celebrity in Chicago likes to go there and be noticed. It also happens to be a really good place to work out. But I never saw Chet work out there. I saw Chet there 15 or 20 times. I never saw him work out.
I thought he lived there. I thought he had residence there.
He knew everybody.
He also ate every meal. Like, he always was eating there. He
knew everybody. Yeah. He'd walk around, greet his public. But I literally never saw him work out once.
I never saw him in a yoga class either. But I always did see him doing the meet and greets. Yeah. You know, he's just a social guy, character.
Time now for Downward Dog.
He's what I always thought meant if you were had made it. Like when I was a young person, like Chet Kopic. Okay, that's what a celebrity radio coverage personality means. And I think a lot of him.
Well, he was at his absolute peak. He was at his absolute peak in this town when TV and radio were absolutely the place to be. Mm-hmm. He was huge on Channel 5, and he became huge on the radio as well. So, listen, I'm just happy to note that the last few years of his life seemed to be good in no small way, thanks to the Blackhawks and all the nice things they did, but also because he got into this groove where he was writing books, telling little stories.
And his daughter, Lindsay, had just gotten married, I think like a month or so.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaker.
Not long ago, and he just got engaged.
Yep.
So, you just feel so bad for the family, and certainly a guy who will be missed.
9:51, we'll take a break, come back. Bill and Wendy at 10. Anna's here, and Steve Dahl was on the show today. Who are we getting tomorrow?
I'm going to get,
who'd you work for at B96?
I worked with the Jay Show, so I can.
Are they still on the air anywhere?
Gabe Ramirez is their morning show host, so I can get Gabe.
Mm-hmm. I guess it ends.
He's a really talented.
I guess it ends with Dahl and me.
Yeah.
9:51. Now this.